Welcome to the Carrie Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul, your weekly multivitamin for the body, mind, and spirit, hosted by Carrie Murphy. As an award-winning media personality, inspirational speaker, best-selling author, and soul success coach, Carrie is devoted to offering you energetic and practical insights to support you in claiming the inner worth, outer wealth, and optimal health you desire and deserve. And now it's time to get started with some Straight Talk for the Soul. Let's welcome your host, Carrie Murphy. Everybody, welcome to the Carrie Murphy Show. I'm Carrie Murphy, and it is a joy, an honor, and a privilege to be here with you for today's live broadcast. It's going to be another empowering show today. My topic for today is alchemizing the playing fields of our consciousness. Are you ready to be the alchemist that you were born to be? Well, if the answer is yes, then fasten your energetic seatbelts. That is what today's show is devoted to. New ways, new energies, empowering, change-making choices, so that we can be these alchemists that I know each and every one of us are intended to be. So thank you for gifting me with the presence of your time. And for joining me on another epic, soulful adventure, I want to extend a bright and a beautiful good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world. What's the best that could happen today? I love that question. What is the best that could happen as a result of sharing this precious time and space with me and this incredible global community of light with over 3.5 million subscribers from all corners of our beautiful planet? What's the best that could happen? Well, you get to decide, and why not expect the best? Why not intend for the best? That is our birthright, and I'm here to remind you of that. And by the way, I would love to have you join me on my other series. It is called the Straight Talk for the Soul series. It's different from this radio show, yet it's also free, just as this one is. I created the other series to be offered webinar style or telesummit style, meaning that if you go to straighttalkforthesoul.com and you can register free for it with your name and email address, we'll give you all the call-in information, the webcast information, so you can join us live from anywhere in the world by phone or computer. And then we'll also send you all the replay links. And you can find that show and this show, The Carrie Murphy Show, on iTunes. You can find them on YouTube. Just type in Carrie Murphy or type in Straight Talk for the Soul for the other one. And the fun thing about the other show is I'm joined by somebody new each day. I invite some of my greatest soul brothers and sisters who happen to be just wonderful change agents on our planet to join me, and we have wonderful conversations, and we invite you to join us and ask your questions and just join in the conversation. It's a really beautiful, beautiful community, just as this one is. So I intend on growing both of them to millions and millions and millions of people. I feel that's what I'm here to do, is build community and remind all of us of our power and potential to create change on this planet. And anyway, we have a great time there. We have a great time here. I would love your energy in that precious, ever-expanding soul tribe there. It's just incredible. So, and I want to say, for each of us to optimally benefit from the messages that are going to be offered on today's show, let's do what we always do to get the energy flowing. Let's breathe and move. To me, those are the essential ingredients for being in the flow and for allowing our soul to evolve and expand, because without breathing and moving, energy sometimes gets stuck and stagnant, and then that can lead to illness or depression or a lot of things that we can shift out of that. So let's do that together today, because we're designed to be free and liberated, and we realize that liberation from within us. Liberation occurs in the still point through our breath. Through the in-breath and the out-breath, that still point is where we begin to liberate ourselves, which is precisely why we breathe together at the start of every show. So I invite you to slow down, relax, 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 and go ahead and take in a deep cleansing breath in through your nose and just hold it right there. Good, and just release that. Feels good. Let's take in another deep breath and just hold it. And let go. Let's do it a third time. Breathe in and hold. And release. And continue that pattern of deep conscious breathing. And imagine breathing in love into every cell of your body. Breathe in again. Let's hold it. Good. Breathe out any anxiety, any fear, any frustration, tension. And as you continue this breathing, trust that you are igniting a flow of light within you. And now I invite you to incorporate the movement of your body, that beautiful body of yours, and shake out your hands. You can tilt your head from side to side, stretch out your arms and open them up to the sky as if you're saying, hello, galaxies, hello, universe, hello, God, hello, world, and just say yes to opening yourself up to receive, so you can receive the infinite blessings of light and radiance and clarity and joy and abundance, prosperity and vibrancy, everything that is intended to be yours. Stay open and say yes. And now keep breathing. Move your head from side to side in a very gentle way. We just want to stretch it out. Stretch out your neck. You can move your shoulders up and down and all around and just get the energy flowing and moving. We're getting all the stuck, stagnant energy flowing so that you have room to expand the rooms in your consciousness mansion today. So you have space to experience brand new breakthroughs in consciousness. Intend for this movement. Intend for this clearing and this flow. That is how powerful you are. And now let's do another fun part here. Let's stretch out your facial muscles and smile. Just smile, smile, smile. Feel silly. Feel playful. Feel childlike. That is so good for your soul. Just lighten yourself up. Smile, breathe, move. Those are the keys to flowing in life. And so let's go ahead and we'll take in one more deep breath and just hold it. Hold it again. And release. And breathe all the stress out. Imagine your cells are all lit up. They're beaming and streaming rays of diamond rainbow light in every direction. You have lightened yourself up, my friend, physically, emotionally, energetically. And I can see you. And I see all of you out there. There's so many little lights I see just all over the planet, with all of you beautiful souls who joined together to create the collective portal that we all connect into when we are a part of this show. So we are ready, you guys. Let's dive in. Again, my topic for today is alchemizing the fields of our consciousness. So sit back, relax, nurture your whole self, body, mind, and spirit for the remainder of the hour. Let's contribute to the individual and collective breakthrough experiences for all of us that will support the most optimal upshifts within us and around us. So are you ready to claim your power to alchemize the vast fields of your consciousness into clear and infinite landscapes of possibility and potential? Yes, 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 right? Are you ready to select an energetic diet that supports faith, freedom, and fulfillment? Are you ready to realize your capacity to create purposeful pathways in the valleys and fields of energy within you and around you that lead you into the most optimal and rewarding experiences available to you? Yes, yes, yes. I hope you're saying yes. You know, we have so much more flexibility and creative capacity than we realize to change what's going on within us, to change what's going on outside of us. There is far more that is possible, and there's far more potential that we have that we may not be claiming or allowing. So this show today is dedicated to reminding you of your power and potential. And this show is dedicated to alchemizing the dense fields of our consciousness and refining the energetic ingredients that we select and that we consistently add to the garden of our consciousness to upgrade the results and the outcomes in our lives. The energetic diet that feeds this precious garden of our consciousness is more powerful and more significant than we might realize, because the frequencies or the vibrations that we plant like little seedlings in the garden of our consciousness, they bloom and they blossom to match those vibrations. The quality and the elements of what blossoms is entirely dependent upon the seeds that we plant. And so we can't expect to plant energetic seeds of doubt or worry or concern and expect joy and abundance or opportunity to blossom in our lives. It just doesn't work that way. So now is the time to alchemize, my friends. It's time to embrace the art of alchemy. And alchemy, well, let's talk about that for a second. Nikola Tesla, he said, if you would know the secrets of the universe, just look at energy, frequency, and vibration. Right? So we hear, we know, we talk about the problems in the world and what's going wrong, but now is the time to focus on what we can do, what we can create with energy, with frequency. It's time to become these masters of the art of alchemy, which is really just transmuting energy into its most preferable or optimal form. So the key here is making a clear, conscious decision to make alchemization, to make the art of alchemy a new practice in our lives, where we alchemize the old energies, the old distresses, the old complaints, the old pains and patterns, all the old gunk clogging up or clouding up our insides, our energetic bodies. We want to alchemize those, the fields and the gardens of our consciousness. So what happens is that the same energy that used to produce problems becomes the energy that produces solutions. Doesn't that sound like a better use of our energy and time? And we're so much more productive when we use our frequency, our power, our energy to produce solutions rather than producing more and more problems. Then we create new feedback loops in our consciousness, which play out in our reality. So things that used to be chaotic or problematic or distorted become more and more clear. Solutions appear because there's clarity, and we can alchemize our lives and the fields of our consciousness in a way that allows for that. So soulfully alchemizing energy, it can, with intention and a commitment, it can become a really empowering, exciting new habit in your life, a joyfully practiced way of being where we change, we transform, we awaken, we activate. We wake up to our true divine nature as light beings, as electromagnetic energy masters, because that's who we really are. And then we simultaneously and joyfully liberate ourselves because we're choosing not to play those old games. Those old games of loss, of pain, of scarcity, and unconsciousness that so many have participated in on Earth for way too long. It's time to usher in a new frontier of consciousness within us and alchemize the fields of consciousness within us, as well as the collective fields of consciousness on our planet. This is the time to become an inner alchemical way shower. And in this way, we continually delight in a powerfully consistent flow of new options, new perspectives, new ideas, new insights, new alternatives, new pathways, new solutions, and new opportunities. This is coming into full and true communion with yourself by alchemizing any of the old tendencies, Alchemizing is just shifting form, shifting things. So we're going to alchemize any tendencies that you used to have of creating your own inner discord or inner hell. I mean, it is self-created whether we realize it or not. So we want to alchemize those tendencies or ways of being. And we alchemize them, and then you become your very own savior. You become your own solution. You create your own heaven right here on earth right now. And the energetic ingredients or the components or the seeds that I was referring to, they're made up of our thoughts and emotions. You know, the seeds that we plant in the gardens of our consciousness, what they're really made up of are thoughts and emotions. And every time we think a thought or we activate an emotion, it begins to vibrate. And the longer we have all those thoughts and emotions, the more energetic momentum we create with them. So it's like they're all running in the same direction, these vibrations, the longer we think about them, or the longer our focus is upon them. And so to heighten our awareness of a selection process, of selecting thoughts and emotions that will result or blossom into something positive and progressive for us, we can make it a game, a playful and fun game to imagine these thoughts and emotions wiggling around like little waves, vibrating in motion and coming alive on their way to manifestation. You know, because everything begins as a vibration before it becomes a manifestation. Everything begins as a vibration before it becomes a manifestation. And so nothing can come alive as a vibration or a manifestation without our participation. And so the key is becoming committed to conscious living, conscious evolution, so that we are proactively participating in the grandest unfolding of our divine destiny. And the value of awareness cannot be undervalued. The value of awareness can't be underestimated. It's huge, awareness. So when we refine our preferences and we start to consciously select what we're contributing to our energetic diet, what we're feeding our consciousness, we become empowered. Because all of these things, they cannot be undervalued or denied. When it comes to any desire to upgrade our life experience, we have to become aware. We have to refine the way that we choose. We have to refine the way that we speak. We have to refine the conscious selection of our thoughts, of our emotions, of our relationships, of everything that we do, everything that we give our attention to. And it's similar to the diet that we select to feed our bodies with. If it's a blend of healthy and unhealthy foods, our bodies are going to respond to that mix in the diet. And we might become low in energy or lethargic or tired, or we may accumulate weight if what we select to feed our bodies isn't very healthy. So in the same way, if our energy diet, our energetic diet, if it's mixed with thoughts and emotions that are fearful, blameful, shameful, doubtful, along with a little bit of joy, we're going to get mixed results in our lives. We're not going to consistently manifest successful experiences because we are generating momentum in multiple directions. And our lives always, always, always reflect the balance of frequencies in our consciousness. And so we want to be more stable and consistent in our lives. And the way to do that is we have to refine our energetic diet so that it includes more of the successful ingredients or elements that will vibrate into manifestation for us. And anytime we're struggling or complaining or blaming or doubting or resisting life in any way, anytime that happens, we bring any successful momentum that we've had going on to a halt. And we actually generate a downward spiral of momentum in the opposite direction. That happens when we struggle, complain, blame, doubt, or resist life. So it's like energy is flowing in different ways and it can't consistently go in one upward spiraling direction, and which we would equate to success. And I just got this image in my mind of someone trying to climb a mountain. And just as they're starting to reach the top, something or someone pulls them back. Well, we do exactly that to ourselves unknowingly. Anytime we have these negative, resistant thoughts or emotions or conversations. So the key here is developing a new pattern of consistency, consistent clarity, consistent awareness, and the consistent conscious selection of our thoughts and emotions, our perspectives and beliefs and our conversations, so that we ignite the vibratory flow of frequencies that are aligned with what we would categorize as being successful. Those energetic ingredients could include gratitude, appreciation, possibility, joy, excitement, inspiration, or anything that would elicit a progressive flow of energy. And the important thing to remember is that emotions activate movement. Emotions activate movement. They activate movement that ignites a vibratory flow of frequency. So our thoughts and emotions activate vibrational movement. And vibrational movement is the precursor of all manifestation. Pretty cool, right? And so as we become more acutely aware and alert of what we're activating in each moment, we can consciously decide what's most beneficial to deactivate and what's most beneficial to initiate. This is how we become the creators rather than the replayers of our life experience. And that's how we fully go into each experience from a space of pure empowerment. We want to be the creators rather than the replayers. Isn't that a beautiful concept to sit with for a moment? The idea of being a creator rather than a replayer. And so often we do that and we don't even know it. And we wonder why our lives don't change. It's because we're replaying patterns. And until we become aware of the patterns that we're replaying and transmute them or alchemize them, change them, we're going to experience the same things again and again in life. So the idea is to more and more consistently root the highest vibrations in our fields of consciousness. And in this way, the momentum of movement is most often directed and projected in a progressive way. That's the key, in a progressive way, not a regressive way. And what's really interesting to consider is that the emotions that we select, the thoughts that we select, they indicate our degree or level of personal power in every moment. They always do. I mean, they're gonna show us how much empowerment we are claiming in every moment, our thoughts and emotions, and by the way that we're feeling. So when a thought or emotion is high in vibrational frequency, it's gonna be faster and lighter. So we have more power over its direction and its influence in our experience. And I feel like that's worthy of repeating. When a thought or emotion is high in vibrational frequency, it's also faster or lighter. So therefore, we have more power over its direction. We have more power over its influence in our experience. But then again, on the other hand, heavy, lower frequencies like fear or blame or doubt, they leave us relatively powerless with regard to consciously directing or influencing a positive or a progressive manifestation in our lives. And I want to mention that if you have just joined us, you're listening to The Carrie Murphy Show. And welcome. Welcome to my global listening family. I'm so grateful that you're here. Today I'm talking about alchemizing the playing fields of our consciousness. We are so powerful that we can claim our roles as alchemists. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about energy, frequency, alchemy, empowerment, all my favorite concepts and topics. And while I have you here, if you weren't with us at the top of the hour, I want to have you listen to this show, The Carrie Murphy Show, every week. But I also have the Straight Talk for the Soul series that I also do the other days of the week that you can find us at straighttalkforthesoul.com, and we talk about these concepts and more. So if you like this show, you'll like that one. And My whole purpose in creating all of these communities is to empower you, is to remind you that you are an eternal soul, temporarily living in a physical body, but you have so much power to create and change and shift your life experience to reflect the grandest wishes of your soul. And so, again, we're talking about alchemizing the fields of your consciousness today. And I was just talking about how our thoughts and emotions, they're a direct indication or measurement of the amount of creative power that we are either claiming or forfeiting in any of the moment. So begin to listen to the thoughts swimming around in your consciousness. Listen to your conversations. Become aware of the emotions that you're most often dwelling in, because they're going to give you a very accurate measurement and reflection of the power that you are claiming or not claiming in your day-to-day experiences. And I'm referring to, when I talk about power, I'm referring to authentic power, our God-given creative power, which is our birthright to claim and to utilize and to own and to celebrate. We have the authentic God-given power to directly influence our manifestations with our vibrations. We influence our manifestations with our vibrations. Pretty cool, right? But it's up to us to celebrate this birthright and to refine and upgrade this capacity as we journey through this lifetime. You know, it's pretty incredible the amount of creative power that we have. But the question is, how much are we tapping into? You know, are we utilizing that freedom to choose, that freedom to select our thoughts and emotions and responses and beliefs? As I was talking about before, I want to reiterate that the significance of really listening to the thoughts that we are broadcasting in our consciousness. Focus on what you're thinking about. What are you thinking about? What are you feeding your consciousness? You know, what words are you broadcasting in your conversations out loud? And what thoughts are you broadcasting inside? The inner dialogue that is constantly and consistently broadcasting a signal to the universe. Because whether these thoughts and emotions are verbalized or internalized, they're still being broadcasted as though we have a megaphone or a loudspeaker alerting the universe of our focus, and therefore alerting the universe about the quality of the experiences that we consciously or unconsciously seek to magnetize. Now, the key is we want to be conscious of it, right? Because as these thoughts start to vibrate like waves, they naturally and organically magnetize people and experiences that are similar in form or similar in nature. So we want the quality of our experiences to improve. And so if we wish to have more consistent or greater success in any area of life, we must broadcast thought forms and waves of emotion that vibrate at a frequency band or in a frequency field that allows for success, because we're always magnetizing and receiving and manifesting experiences that directly indicate the quality and the power of our most consistently held thoughts and emotions and beliefs and expectations. And it's important to highlight that reality is produced vibrationally. Reality is molded and sculpted and shaped and directed and produced and revealed according to our consciously or unconsciously selected energy diet. The energetic diet, the frequencies that we're feeding our consciousness, produce the reality that we experience. And the only reason that specific themes reappear in our lives is because we are the giant magnet that is drawing those similar themes of experience into our reality. And so as soon as we shift and change the energetic ingredients swimming around in our consciousness, then the themes that we see revealed in our reality must change to reflect that upgrade. We actualize and magnetize themes that support our primary patterns of thinking and behaving and responding. And so all we have to do is start paying attention to the results. Pay attention to the resulting themes that you are creating. And then decide if you want to change them. If you want to change the energetic ingredients of your diet then the results of your manifestations and the themes that you're living, they're going to change as well. That's how powerful you are. And the most optimal, ideal themes would be abundance. They would be love, joy, connection, vibrancy, radiant health, as opposed to limiting themes of lack or scarcity or victimizations. The themes reflected, these themes are reflected or translated in the reality that we experience. And we can cultivate either very limiting themes in our lives that we're unconsciously perpetuating, which unfortunately they validate the inaccurate truth that we're unlovable or unworthy. Have you noticed that happening in your life? You know, whether it was in the past or even in the present, oftentimes people cultivate very limiting themes, you know, that, and then the world validates the inaccuracy. It's an inaccurate truth, actually, that you're unlovable or that you're unworthy, because nothing could be further from the truth. That is just a theme that you have just been replaying in your life, but now's the time to change it. Because when you have a theme in your life that you are unworthy or unlovable, reality reflects back to you. It reaffirms to you that you live in an unsupportive world. But it's not. It's just the reality that you've created, which matches the limiting themes that are in your consciousness. So as you shift the themes, you alchemize the themes in your consciousness, reality shifts to match that upgrade. But all this goes back to what we're including in the diet, the energetic diet that we're feeding our consciousness. And we can alchemize this. We can upgrade it. We can transmute it. We can change the vibrational elements contained within the fields of our consciousness. We can elevate the quality of the components that internally combine and create the playing fields of our consciousness. We are the only ones who can determine the quality of the pathways in there, okay? In this garden of our consciousness, we're either building walls of resistance or we're building bridges to blessings. But no one can build those walls or bridges but us. No one can fill the fields of our consciousness with flowers or weeds but us. We create it all. And once we get that, it makes life pretty exciting. I mean, when we realize no one can plant seeds of that will blossom into flowers, or no one can put weeds in our consciousness either but us. And weeds are just negative thoughts that we have about ourselves or about others or about life. But as soon as we stop thinking those thoughts and cultivating those negative themes in our life, then we start producing or blossoming flowers or anything that symbolizes flowers, you know, beauty, grace, abundance. Our experiences inspire a new sense of clarity within us, or at least that's what they're intended to do. And if we allow new inspiration and clarity to support us in building bridges in the fields of our consciousness rather than walls, and cultivating fields of flowers rather than weeds, then guess what? Then we are maximizing this grand opportunity that we have as eternal souls temporarily housed in these physical bodies on planet Earth. We're maximizing the opportunity that we intended to maximize in the greatest of ways. We intended to come here and maximize our creative potential, not sit back and forfeit it, you know, and unconsciously develop these negative themes in our lives. We're here to initiate, activate our creative power. And our realities will expand to meet the results of the alchemy that we initiate. Our realities will expand when we build bridges rather than walls in the valleys and the fields of our consciousness. And those playing fields, they become brighter, more vibrant, more expansive, and beautiful when we start becoming conscious aware, awake. And isn't that really the point of this existence, to optimize and enhance the playing field of our reality in a conscious way where we claim our role as powerful creative beings of light, capable of initiating and sustaining a reality and a lifestyle that is filled with the beauty and grace and abundance and love? There's a birthright? Yes, yes, yes. And yes, we sustain this kind of reality by alchemizing, transmuting, and upgrading our perspectives and our beliefs and our thoughts and our responses. And if you did nothing else but upgrade your perspective or your perspectives on life, your reality would upgrade and it would shift to match that. And over time, you can optimize those playing fields in your consciousness. You can optimize them, upgrade them, so they become more and more beautiful, more rich, more filled with potential and possibility. And I want to say, we are all these beautiful light masters of our reality. I don't even really resonate with the term light workers anymore. We are light masters. We are the alchemizers. We are the perceivers, the attractors, the magnetizers, the masterful creators. And isn't that exciting to embrace, to realize, to acknowledge, to remember, and to celebrate that we are the light masters of our reality? But we have to claim that role. We have to go, yes, I am a light master. I'm a master creator. I'm a master perceiver. I'm a master alchemizer. I'm a master attractor. I'm a master magnetizer. That is what we are. And every single thing that exists, I want to go back to this. Everything that exists vibrates, right? And so with our attention and our focus, we influence what is magnetized to us or what is repelled from us. You know, we are the influencing originators of everything because we are the ones who activate a flow of frequency or a vibrational igniting of energy with the power of our attention on anything. And so if there are experiences or relationships or patterns in your life that you no longer wish to perpetuate or continue, guess what? All you have to do is alchemize or transform them, and use the power of your focus to influence the creation of something new. It's not about anyone doing it for you. It's not about anyone outside of you changing. Everything exists. Everything responds to us. And everything begins vibrating based upon our attention or our focus upon it. Is that fascinating to realize? It's like everything's just kind of laying there dormant. Everything exists, though, but everything is just responding to us. And it doesn't begin vibrating until our attention or focus is upon it. So frequencies go dormant unless our attention activates them. So to really simplify things here, alchemy is really just a shift of our focus to deactivate one thing and activate another. So again, to simplify things, alchemy is just a shift of our focus so that we're deactivating one thing and we're activating another. I think that's pretty exciting. That's all it takes is a shift in our focus to activate and deactivate frequencies. And clearly we want to activate, we want to deactivate doubt and concern and worry and victimization patterns. And we want to activate empowerment. We want to activate inspiration, vitality. We want to activate the flow of abundance, activate the flow of prosperity, activate connection, a sense of unity, rather than separation. We want to deactivate separation. But all of that is up to us. And the collaboration of frequencies in our lives is not random. The collaboration of frequencies in our lives isn't random at all. at all. Thoughts and emotions, thoughts and emotions and experiences and people and events, they are all drawn into our experience because of the power of our focus. Frequencies ignite and they unite, not because of luck, not because somebody is doing something to us or for us. Energy ignites and unites through us, within us, because of us. I think that's exciting. And I really want to honor the part of you that hears what I'm saying and that is feeling like, yes, yes, you know, that is me. I'm an alchemizer. I'm a creator. I'm an empowered being that can create whatever reality I want to experience. I can alchemize the playing fields of my consciousness. And thank you, Carrie, for reminding me of that. There's a part of you that's saying that. Go with that part of you. Let that part of you expand and feel the power of who you are. And again, the authentic power of who you are. And know how much myself and all of the beings in the higher realms, your guides, your angels, all of the galactic support that we have, the universal support that we have, you are honored so much and you are acknowledged so much for your presence here. Because by showing up here today and listening to the messages that I have offered here, you have chosen to proactively participate in your expansion, in your evolution. And do you know how much that impacts not only the trajectory of your evolution, it's also affecting and impacting our planet and everybody on it. And what a gift it is when you acknowledge your personal power to create, your personal power to create change in your life, create change on this planet. And that's why we're here. You wouldn't be listening to a show like this if you did not come here intending to be an alchemist. If you didn't intend to come here and alchemize energy, to alchemize the old ways of being, alchemize them into something new and grand and beautiful and amazing. That's how powerful you are. So I honor you. I acknowledge your presence here. I see your light. I thank you for participating in this glorious sacred circle of light players and light masters stationed all across the globe. Your light is so significant. And when we come together in a community like this, the light and the love expands. It connects. It permeates through our personal and collective portals through which endless and continuous streams of peace and prosperity and diamond light and love can flow through this portal with grace and ease. And I want to encourage you to do something that I offered my other community in the other series. I encourage you to stand up. Stand up when you have a moment, okay, to do so. If you can right now, that's wonderful. If not, do it later. Stand up, turn around, open your arms, okay? Open your arms. Turn in a circle, reach out your arms, and just open to receive the infinite continuous streams of support and love coming from my heart, coming from the higher realms, coming from this community. Because as we all open up, you can place your hand on your heart first just to kind of activate your heart center, then open your arms, open up to offer and also receive. And if you turn around in a circle, you're going to receive from every direction, all corners of the globe. This community is so brilliant and so bright. Ask to receive, say yes to receiving infinite continuous streams of support and love and blessings and abundance and light and inspiration from this amazing sacred circle as we all offer it to one another. Let's offer and receive. Extend your hands out, your arms rotating in a circle. Just receive receive, 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 offer and receive, offer love, receive love. And you can do this, my friends, as often as you wish. Allow yourself the gift of not only extending love, but receiving love. Declare your right to receive the love and the light that you are. I appreciate you so much. I celebrate you and all of your intentions to amplify the quality of your journey here, because it is such a privilege to walk beside you on this journey. I want to remind you that you are an alchemist. And join me on this show and join me and all the other alchemists on my other show on Straight Talk for the Soul. Just go to straighttalkforthesoul.com and join me here on this show every Wednesday. Both of these communities are gifts. They're free gifts to you. I hope you enjoy them. And I want to say thank you for all of your beautiful feedback that you send in. It means so much to me. And as I sign off for today, remember what I always like to share, and that is give yourself permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, amazing, powerful glow of yours. I look forward to connecting with all of you in this playground of light next time, everybody. Have a wonderful day wherever you happen to be in the world. Bye-bye.
I think I finally found my hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to The Carrie Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul. As a soul success coach, best-selling author, media personality, and founder and CEO of Empowerment Coaching Solutions, Carrie is on a mission to awaken and inspire millions globally. You can visit Carrie's website and success store and check out all of her coaching programs, books, classes, and events by going to www.carriemurphy.com. That's CARIMURPHY.com. While you're there, please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes, and then return here to join Carrie for some Straight Talk for the Soul.